It is the pre-match warm-up as we start to look ahead to Manchester City on Sunday afternoon. It's Ian Ryan, Craig Hannon, Paul Senior, Ryan Patton. We will, of course, get the opposition view a little bit later on the show. But Paul, before we get stuck into Sunday and all things Manchester City, Liverpool had to take care of business in the Europa League. And you'd have to say they did it in pretty convincing fashion.
Yeah, to be honest, it was never one I was particularly concerned about. And I think we forget we're in the competition. We're top of the Premier League, and quite often the team at the top of the Premier League would be one of the favourites for the competition above this one. So coming into a sort of weaker side from the Europa League draw, it was never one I was losing sleep about, even the away leg, you know. So when I seen how strong he went, I thought, oh, he's trying to wrap it up in one. And he may have done that. I think even that goal we had taken off us at the end, that would have been either even sweeter, wouldn't it, if we'd have had one more. I didn't know whether he was just trying to buy a single leg tie. He may well have. He can maybe go with a weaker team in the next one, but it was emphatic, absolutely emphatic. Some lovely goals to enjoy, wasn't it, for a game that I was only really half keeping an eye on. But when you heard that Rangers sort of did them, you sort of fancy Liverpool to walk the floor with them, and we did it.
It was incredibly ruthless, Craig, is what I'd say. And sometimes you can take these things for granted, and it is Europe's second-tier competition, as Paul says, but you can't take these things for granted. It is still the last 16. It is a tie, or it was a tie last night against a team that had won 19 of their 23 league games. We can sit here now and say it was a walk in the park, but going into the game, one or two were probably understandably treating it with a little bit of caution, but by the end of it, Liverpool looks so superior.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going into the game thinking, well, you know, even if we drop a few players and we give a few players a rest or so, you know, you're maybe looking at this and saying, well, if we come away with a draw or even a 1-0 defeat or whatever, I know that's a very defeatist attitude, but I was thinking in terms of rotation, and to be honest, I was thinking about Man City. And so, you know, whenever they get the early goal and go 1-0 up, suddenly that all changes. I thought they just were so clinical in the first half. Like, defensively across the game, whenever you watch it back, it felt at times a little bit all over the place. It felt a bit like haphazard, but then there's so much movement between the four players and that sort of defensive lineup that maybe says that tells us that's the reason why. But I think what Paul says there is right. Looking back, he probably was looking at this as the one where, although it's close to City for us, he thought, well, my strikers can get some goals here going into City, and you know, we can get some momentum and continue that momentum. You know, we can get someone like Szoboszlai back, and we can get Salah back, and one scores and it should have stood. You know, so he's looked at it and thought, job done, and I think it looks that way. I think, you know, my God, if something happens in that tie next week that sees Liverpool fall apart, then you'd be massively surprised and concerned.